Well, next to the airwaves. 100 years ago, Ireland's first radio station, 2RN, made its first broadcast. The centenary of public service broadcasting in the country has been marked in a series of special programmes and events across RTE throughout the year. Dimitri O'Donnell reports.
This is the creation of the door in more of the film, in area.
This recording is of Douglas Hyde, later Ireland's first president, one of the first voices heard on 2RN. Hyde delivered the fledgling state's first public radio address in Irish and English at 7:45 p.m. on the 1st of January 1926.
The idea in 1926 was to start a station that would become the voice of the nation.
Dr. Rosemary Day is an associate professor at Mary Immaculate College and author of On the Air, 100 Years of Irish Radio. She says Douglas Hyde set out his vision for what radio should accomplish for the nation.
He said that it was time for Ireland to take her place amongst the nations of the world. He wanted Ireland to be modern and contemporary, and every other European nation had started their own radio station, so Ireland was a little bit later.
2RN was not fully endorsed by the establishment at the time of its birth.
Politicians called it a hurdy-gurdy. They thought it was only a bit of nonsense, and they were much more concerned with building houses, getting people out of tenements, trying to stem the tide of emigration. There was terrible poverty in Ireland. There was terrible lack of education, lack of good health care. It was a very, very different country. This was the first time that people could turn something on in their own kitchen or in their own sitting room and actually hear a voice that was telling them what was happening that day.
But there will be local coastal fog and drizzle in the west and north.
From those first crackling transmissions, 2RN gradually grew in popularity as the service expanded. Broadcaster and historian John Bowman said the service had a very slow start initially.
It was quite difficult to establish radio because people didn't have electricity, there weren't that number of sets in the country. It was quite episodic in its way, and it was people were dipping into it when they could catch it, and because they were actually trying to capture it because they hadn't got very good sets. The reception wasn't very good. There were all sorts of difficulties. And it was finally driven by technology. The big changes in radio came with tape recording, really. And that didn't happen until really the 40s, late 40s, and then the 50s.
To RN introduced orchestral music and drama to listeners for the first time. Later, traditional Irish music became very popular with audiences on Radio Éireann.
The main achievement of Irish radio has been in the field of traditional music. It captured it, it honoured it, it allowed it to breathe, it allowed it to change and it encouraged change, and it introduced it to a wider and wider audience. And initially, people didn't respect Irish traditional music. They really didn't. The public didn't. So that's really where Radio Éireann initially and then RTE managed to win attention for this part of our culture and widen it and deepen it and give it space and give it a public.
This is Radio Éireann on the FM1 channel for A Day by the Wireless. A full day.
Throughout 2026, RTE will mark 100 years of public broadcasting in Ireland with a series of special programmes. An early highlight will be a series of broadcasts live from the GPO, the former home of Radio Éireann, on January 15th.
Good morning to you. If by any chance you are thinking of a divorce,
Patricia Monaghan is RTE's Director of Audio.
Incredible, really, the appetite that's sustained for radio over the course of the 100 years. We have more than 3.5 million people tuning in every weekday to radio. It's become a real companion and a real part of people's lives, you know, as they go about their day. But we'll also be looking forward as to how RTE can continue to deliver from a public service media perspective and how we can continue to evolve with audiences. From an audio point of view, in 2026, that's going to be all about our new audio app, which is due to launch in 2026.
And the ground of possession. He's gone 10, 20 yards now, tips it in now to Sean Cleary, who's 40 yards out. Sean into Mary McDonough. Mary McDonough's running the goal, cutting his way through, takes a shot at the goal!
Oh, and the voice of the great Micheál O'Hare, and in that report there by Dimitri O'Donnell. A full schedule of all the events to mark the centenary can be found online at rte.ie/100.